正道的主题是这福音本是神的大能，义人必因信得生。
Today's sermon topic is The gospel is the power of God, the righteous will live by faith.
各位弟兄姊妹和朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
我们先上阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Abba Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praises.
感谢你愿意将丰盛的恩典赐给我们。
We thank you for your willingness to give your abundant grace to us.
你让教会能够一直站在你的救恩上面。
You enable the church to continue to stand on your salvation.
你又愿意一直的用圣经的话来到向我们说话。
You are also willing to continue to speak to us through the Bible.
天父，你已经用主的爱去激励了我们。
Heavenly Father, you have compelled us with the love of the Lord.
我们都有立志要跟从你。
We have all committed to follow you.
天父，求你继续用你的恩典去帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you continue to guide us and help us with your grace.
帮助我们能够将我们的立志行出来。
Help us to live out our commitment.
求你今天使用由你所引导要分享的说话。
May you use the words that you are going to use, that you are going to guide us with the words.
求圣灵引导我们每一个。
May the Holy Spirit guide each one of us.
帮助我们能够明白你的真理。
Help us to understand your truth.
并且成为我们生活上面见证你的力量。
And also to become the power to testify about you.
愿荣耀颂赞都归于你。
May glory and praises be to you.
我们的祷告是奉我们的救主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of our Savior Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
福音本是神的大能，是罗马书一个很重要的信息。
The gospel is the power of God. It is an important message in the book of Romans.
使徒保罗要我们很清楚地明白并且相信神的福音是神对人的拯救。
The Apostle Paul wants us to clearly understand and believe that the gospel of God is God's plan to salvation.
神对我们的拯救是由相信主开始，直到最终我们能够来到神的面前。
God's salvation for us starts from believing in the Lord and persists to the end when we can come before God.
人能够有机会听到福音并且相信是由有神的恩典开始。
For a man to have the opportunity to hear the gospel and believe, it starts from the grace of God.
人能够在以后的生命当中继续站在这个救恩上面，同样都要一直依靠神的恩典。
For a man to continue to stand on this salvation for the rest of his life, similarly, he needs to rely on the grace of God.
神是乐意将拯救的恩典赐给人。
God is willing to give the grace of salvation to man.
但神要求人要相信他的话，并且跟着去行。
But God requires man to believe in his word and follow it.
保罗自己亲身经历过要持守这份信各种的挑战。
Paul himself has experienced all the challenges of upholding this faith.
在前两次的信息，我们分享了其中的两方面的挑战。
In my two previous sermons, I have shared two of those challenges.
第一是面对人的眼光、批评和反对。
The first challenge is to face man's judgment, criticism and opposition.
保罗说我们要不以福音为耻。
Paul says we should not be ashamed of the gospel.
因为圣经说我们要敬畏神多于惧怕人。
Because the Bible says we have to fear God more than fear anyone else.
我们的心要尊神为圣。
We have to honor God as holy in our heart.
以相信神的话，特别是福音的应许，成为我们心中有盼望的缘由。
Believing in God's word, particularly the promises of the gospel, they should become the reason for our hope.
在第二方面是当我们面对人生的困难和逆境。
The second aspect is when we face the difficulties and adversities in life.
还有就是当我们的敌人魔鬼撒旦所兴起的谎话和颠倒是非黑白的言论。
And also our enemies, the devil Satan, the lies that he raises and also arguments that confuse right and wrong.
要抵抗这个世界的涌流，不至于随流失去。
To resist the currents of the world so that we do not drift away.
保罗提醒我们，福音要救一切相信的。
Paul reminds us that the gospel is going to save all of those who believe.
我们要做的就是要特别留心去听，留心去思想，并且相信福音所讲。
What we have to do is to particularly pay attention to listen and to reflect on it, what the gospel says.
只要相信，我们必定可以得到拯救。
If we believe, we surely will have the salvation.
今天我们会分享面对的第三方面的挑战。
Today I'm going to share the third aspect of challenge.
就是面对自己的罪、软弱、小信和心不圣洁。
That is, we have to face our own sins, weaknesses, lack of faith, and ungodliness.
保罗告诉我们，我们对神的福音要由始至终都相信，我们就可以得救。
Paul tells us that if we persist in our faith in the gospel, then we can receive salvation.
正如圣经所讲，义人必一信得生。
As what the Bible says, the righteous will live by faith.
今日嘅信息主要有两部分。
Today's message consists of two parts.
第一，系因着信，福音将神要求嘅义俾我哋。
The first part is by faith, the gospel gives us the faith required by God.
第二部分是因着信，福音会帮助我们能够过圣洁的生活，让我们可以享受神满足的喜乐。
The second part is, by faith, the gospel will help us live a life of holiness so that we can enjoy the fullness of joy from God.
首先在第一部分，因着信，福音将神要求的义赐给我们。
Firstly, by faith, the gospel gives us the faith required by God.
如果你是一个基督徒，你一定会相信每个人都需要拯救。
If you are a Christian, you surely believe that everyone needs to be saved.
咁对于你嚟讲，点解你需要被拯救
？But for you personally, why do you think you should be saved?
喺罗马书嘅第一章十六节咁话。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 16,
保罗说：这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
Paul says, it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
在跟着的就是17节，他们，保罗给了我们一个原因。
In verse 17, Paul gives us the reason.
保罗说，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来。
Paul says, for in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed.
当保罗说，讲到福音能够拯救相信的人，
When Paul says man can save everyone, the gospel can save everyone who believes.
神引导保罗要特别指出，是因为福音显明了神的义。
God guides Paul to particularly point out that it is because the gospel reveals a righteousness from God.
就是因为神的义，所以每个人都需要有拯救。
It is because of the righteousness of God that everyone should need salvation.
保罗跟着在第十八节咁解释俾我哋知。
And then in verse 18, Paul continues to explain to us.
原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。
The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness.
神的义和神的愤怒有什么关系？
What is the connection between God's righteousness and God's wrath?
要明白神的义，我们先要了解神的圣洁。
To understand God's righteousness, we have to first of all understand God's holiness.
当我们明白了神的义，
When we understand God'sRighteousness.
我们就知道为什么每个人都需要被拯救。
Then we know why everyone needs to be saved.
而福音就是能够将神的义赐给相信的人，叫人得救。
And God, the gospel can give the righteousness of God to everyone who believes so that he can be saved.
而家首先我哋睇神嘅圣洁同埋神嘅义。
Now let us first of all look at God's holiness and God's righteousness.
圣洁喺希伯来文系指完全同其他嘅唔同。
The meaning of holiness in Hebrew means being set apart or separate.
系自己独特成为一个与众不同嘅类别。
It is a unique category and one of its own.
当圣经提到神嘅圣洁嘅时候，
When the Bible mentions the holiness of God,
系指神独有嘅绝对尊荣、优美同埋完美无瑕。
It means the unique, absolute majesty, excellence, and perfection of God.
呢啲都系出自只有神先有嘅良善道德属性。
All these can come from God alone who has the attribute of good moral.
但神的圣洁不是只是在道德上面。
But God's holiness is not only on moral standards.
当神按着他圣洁的属性的标准去行事的时候，
When God acts based on the standard of his holiness,
他的作为都会反映出他的荣耀。
His deeds reflect his glory.
例如在以赛亚书的第六章第三节这样说。
For example, in Isaiah chapter 6 verse 3,
彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
They cry out to each other, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory.
这段经文说，圣洁的神，他的荣耀充满全地。
This verse says, the Holy God, His glory fills the whole earth.
指的是神在全地所行的，都叫人可以看到祂荣耀的智慧、目的、计划和行事方式。
It means that all the deeds of God can demonstrate His glory, His wisdom, purpose, plan, and the way He works.
即是说神按着自己圣洁的标准而行的都是充满荣耀的。
That means what God does according to his standard of holiness is full of glory.
相反，当一些的想法、目的、计谋、行事的方法和神的圣洁标准不一致的时候，
On the contrary, when some thinking, purposes, plans, and ways of working are not consistent with God's holy standards,
这些事在神的眼中都是不圣洁的。
Then these things in the eyes of God are not holy.
也都不是一些荣耀的事情。
And also they do not reflect God's glory.
至于神的义。
And God's righteousness.
通常一个行为被称为义行，是因为这个行动是符合一些道德标准。
When an action is deemed righteous, it means this action conforms to some moral standards.
而神的义是合乎一个最高的标准。
And God's righteousness is from the highest standard.
这个标准就是神的圣洁。
This standard is God's holiness.
所以神的义同样会彰显神的荣耀。
Therefore, God's righteousness similarly reflects God's glory.
那神的圣洁和神的义和我们有什么关系？
Then what is the relationship of God's holiness and righteousness with us?
有两方面。
Two aspects.
第一是作为被造的人，人就应该在各方面合乎神的标准去反映出神的荣耀。
The first aspect, as created beings, and then we should reflect God's glory in all areas that conform to God's standards.
如果圣经说诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
If the Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands.
那神照着自己的形象所造的人，就更加应该要彰显神的荣耀。
Then man being made in the image of God should all the more manifest the glory of God.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第十章三十一节这样说。
Therefore, Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31,
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
So, whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
如果要合乎神的标准，方法就只有一个。
To conform to God's standard, there is only one way.
就是跟从神所启示的做法。
That is to follow the ways revealed by God.
即是神在圣经上面所讲的话。
That means the words said in the Bible.
所以当人立志去遵行神的话，应该就是为了我们可以在行事上面去荣耀神。
Therefore, when a person is committed to follow God's word, the purpose should be able to glorify God in his deeds.
而不是好像圣经上面的文士和法利赛人为的是荣耀自己。
Unlike the scribes and Pharisees in the Bible, the purpose was to glorify themselves.
在第二方面和我们有关的是，当我们的行事为人都合乎神所讲的，我们就是圣洁。
Secondly, when all we do conforms to the standard of God, then we are holy.
但相反，如果我们的行事为人未合乎神的所讲的，我们就是不虔不敬。
On the contrary, if the way we conduct ourselves is not the way what is revealed by God, then we are ungodly and unrighteous.
但事实上，有哪个人可以做到神的标准？
But as a matter of fact, who can attain God's standard?
正如在约伯记第四章十八到十九节咁话。
As in Job chapter 4, verses 18 and 19.
主不信靠他的神仆，并且指他的使者为愚昧，何况那住在土房、根基在尘土里、被盗虫所毁坏的人呢？
If God places no trust in his servants,If he charges his angels with error, how much more those who live in houses of clay, whose foundations are in the dust, who are crushed more readily than a moth?
圣经说连大能的天使都没有资格，何况我们这些由尘土所造出来的人？
The Bible says, even the mighty angels are not qualified, how much less we humans who are made out of dust?
当神的义显明的时候，神的愤怒亦都会同时的来到。
When God's righteousness is revealed, God's wrath comes simultaneously.
神的义会要求神的愤怒去惩罚一切不合神的义的人。
God's righteousness requires God's wrath to punish everything that's not conform to God's righteousness.
在启示录的第十四章十到十一节咁应用。
In Revelation chapter 14 verses 10 to 11，
这人也必喝神大怒的酒，此酒斟在神愤怒的杯中，纯一不杂。他要在圣天使和羔羊面前，在火与硫磺之中受苦。他受痛苦的烟往上升，直到永永远远。那些拜兽和兽像的，受他名之印记的，昼夜不得安宁。
He too will drink of the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. He will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment rises forever and ever.There is no rest day or night for those who worship the beast and his image, or for anyone who receives the mark of his name.
以前在香港，我曾经有机会去到一个照顾被烧伤的病人的病房去观察。
In Hong Kong, I had an opportunity to go to a ward which took care of patients that suffer from burns.
他们的皮肤都被烧伤到很硬和很痛。
The skin which has been burned became hardened and very painful.
如果人需要是受苦在火中永永远远的话，
If a man has to suffer in fire forever and ever,
这个是一个几咁可怕的结局。
What a dreadful destination it is.
神的圣洁所要求的义就是神自己的义。
The holiness requires The righteousness required by the holiness of God is the holiness of God himself.
一切不符合神的义的都会受审判和刑罚。
All the righteousness that does not conform to God's standard will be judged and punished.
所以我哋应该明白每个人都需要被拯救。
Therefore, we should understand everyone needs to be saved.
跟住我哋会睇福音显明神嘅义。
Then we will look at the gospel reveals God's righteousness.
喺罗马书嘅第一章十七节嘅上半节，神的义正在这福音上显明出来。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 17a, for in the gospel a righteousness from God is revealed.
圣经没有在这里提到神的爱。
The Bible does not mention God's love here.
因为圣洁的神不会因为爱而将所有不义扫了入地毡下面，当看不见，没有事发生过。
Because the holiness of God does not enable him to overlook, because of his love, he will not overlook the unrighteousness of man and sweep it under the carpet, pretending that he did not see and nothing happened.
神的圣洁、神的义要求一切不义的被审判和受刑罚。
God's holiness and God's righteousness requires him to punish and judge all those who are not righteous.
在神的福音中讲出了。
In God's Bible, in God's Gospel, it says,
相信福音的人的不义都会照样根据神的标准被定罪受刑罚。
Those who the unrighteousness of those who believe in the gospel will similarly be judged and punished according to God's standard.
但因为神的恩典，因为这些人愿意去相信。
But because of the grace of God,When these people are willing to believe,
于是所有被定的罪和所要受的刑罚就落在神儿子耶稣基督的身上。
Therefore, all the condemnation and the necessary punishment will fall on the Son of God himself.
神的愤怒原本应该落在人的身上。
God's fury should fall on the people.
但因着人的信，神的愤怒却落在主的身上。
But because of the faith, the fury or wrath of God falls on the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个就是福音带给人有拯救盼望的好信息。
This is the good news brought about by the gospel, the news of salvation and hope.
所以圣经说，义人必因信得生。
Therefore, the Bible says, the righteous will live by faith.
就是福音将神的义因信赐给相信的人。
Because of faith, God will give God's righteousness to those people.
在这个福音中，神是会将他所要求的义，即是神的义，赐给一切相信福音的人。
In this gospel, God will give the righteousness required by him, that means God's righteousness to give those who believe.
在罗马书的第五章十九节咁话。
In Romans chapter 5 verse 19,
因一人的叛逆，众人成为罪人；照样因一人的信服，众人也成为义了。
For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous.
跟住喺哥林多后书第五章二十一节咁话。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21,
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
当我们因信，以致我们可以在基督里与基督联合。
By faith, so that we can be.In union with the Lord Jesus in Christ.
基督对天父的完全信服就算为我们的信服。
The perfect submission of Christ to the Heavenly Father is imputed to us as our obedience.
基督的义就算为我们的义。
Then the righteousness of Christ is imputed as our righteousness.
所以圣经讲明，相信的人有神的义，是因为信基督，而不是因为自己的德行。
The Bible says that those who believe in God's righteousness is by faith in Christ, it is not by means of his own meritorious deeds.
就是在腓立比书三章九节这样告诉我们。
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 9.
并且得义在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
And be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith.
这个就是罗马书第一章十七节保罗这样说，这义是本于信，以至于信。
This is what Paul says in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last.
澳洲在很多年的夏天都有发生山火的危险。
Very often in summer in Australia, there are risks of bushfire.
当山火的危机非常高的时候，政府都会向市民发出警告，提醒市民要准备。
When the risks of bushfires are high, the government will issue warnings to citizens to ask them to be prepared.
除了要清除房屋周围的野草之外，
besides getting rid of the weeds around the houses,
政府提出警告，一定要准备好逃生的方法。
The government also issues warning for people to prepare escape plans.
因为在猛烈的山火来到之前，逃生是唯一能够得到拯救的方法。
Because before the ferocious bushfire arrives, escaping is the only way of being saved.
但每次有山火，总是有新闻的报道，有人会困在自己屋里面被烧死。
But every time there is a bushfire, we can see from the news that there are people who are trapped in their house and being burnt to death.
原来即使一些很明显的事情，但总是有人不相信。
We then realize that even things which are very obvious, but some people do not believe.
又或者认为自己有方法可以抵抗到山火。
Or they believe that they have their own ways to resist the bushfires.
但当猛烈的山火来到的时候，他们想求救、想逃命都来不及。
But when ferocious bushfire arrive, there is no time for them to get help, and it's too late for them to escape.
同样，神儿子的福音已经将神的义和神的审判显明出来。
Similarly, the gospel of the Son of God reveals God's righteousness and God's judgment.
福音已经提醒了世人要逃避神的愤怒。
The gospel already reminds people to escape God's wrath.
因为没有一个人可以在神的审判面前站立得住。
Because no one can stand before God's judgment.
唯一能够逃避神的愤怒得救的方法，
The only way to escape God's wrath and to be saved
就是相信神的福音，
is to believe in the gospel of God.
因为因着信，福音会将神要求的义赐给我们。
Because by faith, God will give us the righteousness that God requires.
你相信世人要面对神的审判这个危机吗？
Do you believe in the crisis of God's judgment?
如果你不信的话，请你留心一下。
If you do not believe, please take note of things around you.
圣经已经清楚地说明，在神的审判来之前，这个世界会发生什么事情。
The Bible has told us clearly before God's judgment what will happen to this world.
如果你相信的话，你预备好没呢？
If you believe, then are you prepared?
如果你已经是基督徒，当你知道自己已经有基督的义，今年你又会怎去计划你的人生？
If you are already a Christian and you know that you already have the righteousness of Christ, then how do you plan to spend your life this year?
圣书的第二部分是因着信，福音会帮助我们能够过圣洁的生活，让我们可以享受神满足的喜乐。
The second part of today's sermon, by faith, the gospel will help us live a life of holiness so that we can enjoy the fullness of joy from God.
当圣经说在人相信基督福音的时候，因着信就有神的义。
When the Bible says, when people believe in the gospel, then by faith they have the righteousness of God.
咁点解圣经仲要经常提醒我哋要追求圣洁嘅生活？
Then why does the Bible always remind us to pursue a life of holiness?
相信主嘅人已经可以喺神面前得蒙悦纳，可以嚟到神嘅面前得怜恤。
Those who believe in God are pleased by God, and they can come before God to obtain mercy.
但点解圣经仍然继续要教导我哋行事为人要得神嘅喜悦呢？
Then why does the Bible continue to teach us to conduct ourselves in a way to please God?
正正因为神真系喜悦我哋，接纳我哋。
It is just because God is truly pleased with us and accepts us.
所以神绝对唔会去接受我哋嘅生命得唔到真正嘅满足同埋喜乐。
Therefore, God cannot accept that our lives not being able to receive true joy and satisfaction.
而只有喺神里边先有满足嘅喜乐。
It is only in God can we have the fullness of joy.
神的心意是要让他喜悦的人得到神的喜乐。
God's will is that those who he is pleased with that can receive God's joy.
要人得到神的喜乐之前，先要在神的圣洁上面有份。
To receive the full joy of fullness of joy of God, we have to share in his holiness.
福音让相信的人可以因着信去过圣洁的生活。
Gospel can enable those who believe live a life of holiness.
我哋可以喺生命中有真正嘅喜乐同埋满足。
Then in our lives we can have true joy and satisfaction.
第一方面，我哋睇喺神里边先有满足嘅喜乐。
The first aspect, it is only in God that we can enjoy fullness of joy.
之前我哋分享过神系宇宙中。同宇宙中一切嘅唔同。
I have just shared with you that in the universe, God is completely set apart.
神有佢完美嘅属性，所以神嘅标准亦都系至美至善。
God has the attribute of being perfect, therefore his standards are the very best and absolutely excellent.
只有喺神里边嘅喜乐，人先会有得到真正嘅满足同埋喜乐。
Only in the joy of God can man receive true satisfaction and joy.
在诗篇的第十六篇第十一节咁话。
In Psalm chapter 16 verse 11, according to the ESV version,
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
在希伯来文这个喜乐是有绝对和超出其他的意思。
In Hebrew, the word fullness of joy has the meaning of surpassing all others.
就是说在神里面的喜乐是绝对的喜乐，会超出其他的可以达到。
It means that the joy in God is absolute joy and it exceeds anything else.
第二方面是神喜悦他自己喜欢的人，可以和他一同享受神的喜乐。
The second aspect, God wants those whom he is pleased with can enjoy his joy.
例如在马太福音的第25章有一节这样说。
Like in Matthew chapter 25, verse 21.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His master replied, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things.Come and share your master's happiness.
根据主耶稣基督最后所讲的，神所喜悦的人，神是要让他们享受神自己的快乐。
According to what the Lord Jesus Christ says, those whom God is pleased with, God wants them to come and share his joy.
如果要让神喜欢的人得到神的喜乐，神就要让他们在神的圣洁上面有份。
For the people whom God is pleased with to receive his joy, first of all, God wants them to share in his holiness.
当我们相信了主耶稣基督，神会将基督的义当为我们的义。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, God will impute the righteousness of Christ to us.
神虽然算我们为义人，但在我们的生命里面并没有立即完全的改变。
Although God counts us as righteous, our life does not instantly change.
因着我们的信，神的确赦免我们，悦纳我们。
By our faith, God surely has forgiven us and accepts us.
但不等于神可以对我们不洁的态度、思想、行为当看不到。
But it does not mean God turns a blind eye to our unholy attitude, ways of thinking and deeds.
圣经更加告诉我们听，我们不洁的行为会叫神忧伤。
The Bible also tells us that our unrighteous deeds grieve the Lord.
但我们是神所喜悦的，所以神会帮助我们去改变。
But we are those whom God is pleased with. Therefore, God will help us to change.
最终的是为我们可以得到真正的满足和喜乐。
At the end, we will receive true satisfaction and joy.
即使我们当中要经历一些难受的日子。
Even though we have to go through times of hardship.
在伯流书第十二章第十节到十一节这样说。
In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 10 to 11.
唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得受苦，后来却为那经练过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
But God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful.Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
圣经说，神的心意是我们不单只可以因信主耶稣基督而被称为义。
The Bible says God's will is that not only are we being justified by the Lord Jesus.
神的心意是我们更加可以经过锻炼在神的圣洁上面有份。
His will is that through training we may share in his holiness.
让我们的生命可以有平安和行义的喜乐。
So that we have the peace and joy of righteousness in our life.
圣经为什么要花这么多的说话向我们这些已经相信了主的人解释福音的拯救？
Why does the Bible make use of so many words to tell us that thosewho have believed should have the righteousness.
因为圣经说，小子们啊，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
The Bible tells us, dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous.
我小子们啊，让我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父里我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。他为我们的罪作了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one.He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world.
圣经清楚地讲明，
The Bible clearly tells us,
得救的基督徒是不应该再犯罪。
Christians who have been saved should sin no more.
但若果我们仍然有软弱失败有犯罪的时候，
But if we still have times when we are weak and we fail,
福音告诉我们，主已经为我们承担了我们的失败。
The gospel tells us the Lord has already borne our failures.
我们可以不用因为失败跌倒就变得绝望和放弃。
We don't have to feel hopeless on account of our failures and stumble so as to give up.
福音说主为我们的罪作了挽回祭。
The gospel tells us that the Lord is the atoning sacrifice for our sins.
同时主会帮助我们去胜过我们的罪。
At the same time, the Lord will help us to overcome the sins.
在约翰一书第四章第四节这样告诉我们。
In 1 John chapter 4, verse 4.
小子们啊，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的，比那在世界上的更大。
You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world.
每一个属神的人，主会藉着圣灵住在我们里面，帮助我们。
Everyone who belongs to God, Through the indwelling Holy Spirit, the Lord will help us.
跌倒了，我们可以在跌倒的地方再起翻身。
Although we may stumble, we can rise again from the areas that we fell.
虽然在跟从神的路上，我们会遇到很多的失败。
Although on the path of following God, we encounter a lot of failures.
但因着神的赦免，我们就仍然有盼望可以得胜。
But through the forgiveness of God, we still have hope that we can overcome.
我们可以因着信屡败屡战。
Through faith, we may be defeated, but we can fight again.
因为一个已经被神赦免的罪，就是一个可以得胜过的罪。
Because a sin that has been forgiven by God is a sin that can be overcome.
我们可以凭着相信福音。相信主所讲的去依靠主。
Through believing the gospel and through believing in God, what God has said, we can rely on Him.
再一次的为到过神喜悦的生活去打那美好的仗。
Once again, we can fight a good fight to live a life that pleases God.
总结今天的信息。
To conclude today's message.
当我们了解了神的圣洁，明白到神的义。
When we understand what God's holiness and God's righteousness are,
我们就知道为什么每个人都需要被拯救。
We know why everyone needs salvation.
而福音就是能够将神的义赐给相信的人，叫人得拯救。
And the gospel enables people to receive God's righteousness so that they can be saved.
只有在神里面，人才有真正的满足和喜乐。
Only in God that can people find true satisfaction and joy.
而神的心意是要让他喜悦的人得到神的喜乐。
And God's will is that those whom he is pleased with can share in his joy.
而要人得到神的喜乐之前，我们先要在神的圣洁上面有份。
Before people receive God's joy, they have to share in God's holiness.
福音可以让相信的人可以因着信去过圣洁的生活。
The gospel can enable those who believe in it to live a life of holiness through faith.
让我们可以得到生命中真正的喜乐和满足。
So that we can receive true joy and satisfaction in life.
但愿神的福音给你今年有一个清晰的生活方向。
May the gospel of God give you a clear direction in life this year.
亦都愿这个福音让你们知道。
I hope that through this gospel you will know.
过圣洁得神喜悦的生活是可以经得起失败的考验。
To live a life of holiness that pleases God, it should stand the test of failures.
如果我们跌倒了，不要灰心放弃。
If we stumble, please do not be disappointed and disheartened and give up.
因着相信主，神会赦免我们，我们就仍然有盼望可以得胜。
Through faith in the Lord, God will forgive us. We still have the hope to overcome.
我们可以依靠神的福音再一次站起来。
By relying on God's gospel, we can once again arise.
我们记得，因为一个已经被神赦免的罪，就是一个可以胜过的罪。
Because a sin that has been forgiven by God is a sin that has overcome.
正如经上记着说， 義人必因信得生。
As it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
現在讓我們一起唱今天的回應詩歌，我知所信的是誰。
Now let us sing the responding hymn, I know whom I have believed.
讓我一起起立，我們唱這首歌。
Let us stand and sing this hymn.
Let
us bow our heads in prayer.
我们天上的阿爸父，
Our Abba Father in heaven.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，愿全地都睇见神你的荣耀。
Holy, 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 may all the earth see the glory of God.
亦都愿你所赦免拯救越纳的人都能够同声的赞美感谢你。
May all those who have been forgiven, savedAnd pleased by you, can sing praises to you.
天父，你已经赐下极大的恩典拯救了我们。
Heavenly Father, you have given us your tremendous grace to save us.
求你就照着你的旨意帮助我们。
May you help us according to your will.
帮助我们胜过自己的罪。
Help us to overcome our own sins.
让我们在你圣洁的上面有份。
So that we can share in your holiness.
在我们的生命当中能够结出喜乐、平安和义的果子。
So that in our life we can bear the fruit of joy, peace and righteousness.
让人看到我们的生命就能够荣耀、重赞你。
So so that when people see our life, they can give glory and praises to you.
我哋嘅祷告系奉我哋嘅救主耶稣基督嘅名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. 会众请坐。
Please be seated.